Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Willie P is in the building. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the Radio.com app. Sitting in on the night show for John Chuckery. And it's hard to believe that we've made it. Despite the fact that you might have felt a little bit of a chill in the air, the sunshine made it feel like baseball is around the corner, and it certainly is, with Saturday being the first day for spring training for the Atlanta Braves and most teams across baseball. Man, of course, who covers the Braves for us for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is our own Joe Patrick. He joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Joe, we made it. Thank God.
Willie P, I am like, you know, those movies where you see somebody who's like traversing the desert, and they're just like looking for water or some sort of hope, and they see the oasis out there on the horizon. That's how I feel it right now, and I feel like we're just, what are we, less than 24 hours away now from finally seeing live baseball on the television. It's going to be a glorious thing.
I'm not going to sit here and say the Braves are trolling us, but I think there was a little bit of an extra message behind the fact that we're seeing Felix Hernandez start game one tomorrow.
I'm right there with you. And I think that if you look at what Brian Snicker has told the media so far coming out of spring, it's that these are going to be important games for Felix. These are not going to be something where he goes out there and throws some pitches and gets out of there and it doesn't really matter what happens. Because that is kind of the situation with a lot of guys, you know, with a lot of major league players, especially if they know they're going to make the team. It's not really about the results that happen in spring training. But I think that with Felix Hernandez this spring, it is going to be about how he actually produces and gets results in spring. Because if you think about a guy like him, he's reinventing himself to an extent. He's going to have to in order to make this team. He's not going to be able to be the guy that he was in Seattle and make this Braves team. So it's the way that the Braves evaluate him is going to be like he's a younger player who's just fighting and scrapping to make this team. And I think for that reason, it's going to make it super interesting to watch. And obviously, as you said, that starts tomorrow.
I know that many believe that, you know, the top three is set. I think you can maybe certainly give Sean Newcomb more than a level leg to possibly have that number four spot with the five kind of open right now. If Felix is that last piece, does that tell you more about him at the end of spring training, or does that tell you more about what we don't see out of that triumvirate like Wilson, Wright, Anderson, and even some of the others like Tuki Toussaint, who might have to be a dark horse as far as trying to get that last remaining spot in the rotation?
Yeah, I think that that's exactly it. I think it's if Felix is making this team, I think it's obviously going to be a combination, right? He's not going to be able to be bad in the spring and then make the major league team. But I think it also will say that Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos are not comfortable enough to go with a Kyle Wright, to go with a Bryce Wilson, even though those guys were in the starting rotation to open the season last year. I think that the organization would like for one of those guys to jump up and grab this ahead of a guy like Felix. I think that, you know, if Felix Hernandez does not end up making the opening day roster, that probably should be seen as a good sign for a lot of people. That means that some of these young guys have jumped up, but I think it will say a lot about how those guys performed and what their status is in the view of Brian Snicker and of Alex Anthopoulos as we march forward in this season. I agree with you. I think Sean Newcomb is a guy who you can pencil in. I think he's pretty much a lock to make the starting rotation considering the two open spots that are now available. If it were just one, I think it would be more contentious, but I think that with what the organization wants to see out of Sean Newcomb, combined with Sean Newcomb's own abilities as well, I think that he's pretty much a lock to make this starting rotation. Because if you look back to what he was traded for, I mean, he was the centerpiece in the trade that sent Andrelton Simmons out to L.A. And so the Braves definitely have an incentive to want to make sure that they're maximizing the value they get out of Sean Newcomb. If for anything, just to kind of save face in that trade and for it to kind of present itself as a trade that actually made sense. But I think that, it's going to be a real battle between all these guys, and that's one reason I just can't wait to watch it all unfold.
If we're handicapping a timetable, we're talking with Joe Patrick here, our Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Braves reporter here on the Night Show, Willie P. and for John Chuckery. If we're going to handicap a timetable on Cole Hamels, I think you have to look into May, because if he's not going to be able to start throwing here until the end of the month of February or even into March, I think it's hard for people to envision him not actually being on a major league mound throughout the first month of the season. Is that, I think, conservative, or do you think he might even be there even sooner than that?
No, I'm with you. I'm looking at May as well for a return for him. I'm not even sure exactly if he's going to be able to start pitching as soon as this three week timetable that they initially put on him expires, because the 3 weeks was just a reevaluation. We will reevaluate him in 3 weeks and see where he's at. And I think the assumption is that at that point that he would be able to begin throwing and getting his regimen started to get him lengthened out to get back into the starting rotation. But for me, I'm with you. I would not want to push him whatsoever at all. And if that means that what would normally take him 6 weeks to get lengthened out from the start to being able to come in and pitch regularly, just make that 6 week regimen an 8 week regimen. I do not want to risk an $18 million investment for this season. He's going to be a very important player for the Braves. I just would not want to risk that at all. And I think that with the amount of competition that we've already gone through of guys that can come in and fill in for him, I think you're likely to find somebody who is going to be good enough for you for 4 or 5 starts to be able to get you through that, and for it not to be a huge tax on you. I think that the main thing is to make sure you have a fully healthy Cole Hamels that can run, from, say, middle of May through the end of the season.
Joe, you were probably the first person who kind of turned me on to the whole fact that the third base job might actually be Johan Camargo's to lose and not Austin Riley's. And, a lot of other people over the course of this week have said as much. I wonder, what does that mean for Austin Riley's future? Do they still believe in him? And how would you at least go about thinking, what does he have to do to make this big league roster? Is there a number? Is there just a way that he has to look for him to make this big league roster? Because I know they want him to get at bats, but if it is a situation where they'd rather him start at Gwinnett, I'm wondering where that motivation is for him in this spring.
I think the organization believes in Austin Riley to a huge extent, and that's not me talking. That's Alex Anthopoulos. And when you look at the deal that the Braves made or didn't make, specifically to bring back Josh Donaldson, and Alex Anthopoulos talked about this at Chop Fest, saying that they were very wary of bringing back Josh Donaldson on a 4-year deal, specifically so that they wouldn't just block Austin Riley and his path to getting to the major league. So I think that if you just look at the Braves' actions and what they've said afterwards, I think it expresses a lot of confidence in Riley long term. I just think in the short term, this organization is very aware that they don't want to put too much pressure on him and too much expectations falling on him right at the start of spring training. I think that that's something that I think that that's one of the reasons why we kind of saw the downward cycle for him in that second half of last year, was he kind of felt like he needed to be the guy that he was in those first 6 weeks to make the Braves, to be fulfilling his role in the team. And I think that if those expectations are just lowered, if that bar is lowered at the beginning of this season, just going to make everything a lot easier for him to settle in. And who knows, maybe he tears the cover off the ball this spring and he wins that job. That could very well happen. I think that this third base position is definitely an open competition. But I just think that with the experience that Camargo has, the fact that he's coming to spring, down, 20 pounds or so from what he was prior, I just think he has that inside track over against Riley, but it's certainly going to be a really fun competition to watch.
If you have your notebook out there kind of watching workouts, watching games, who's the one player you're watching most when it comes to these next month and a half?
I think the one guy I'm watching most is Ender Inciarte, because there's a real backlog of outfielders that the Braves have right now. You can pencil in Ronald Acuna and Marcell Ozuna into the lineup every single day. That leaves you with Ender Inciarte, Nick Markakis, and Adam Duvall, three guys that basically battle for one outfield spot. And I think Ender Inciarte, of all three of those guys, he's the guy that can be the most the best kind of dynamic game changer. He's got, we all know he's got the defensive ability, he's got speed on the base paths. If he can get that bat sorted out, which he started to do last season, actually, right before he got hurt, he started to really hit. And if he can be that guy, then I think the Braves have a really, really strong outfield. And it's those kinds of players, those guys that maybe bat lower down the order, that can really flip the script for a team offensively. If you look like at what Dansby Swanson did at the beginning of last season, he was hitting seventh or eighth, but he was showing some power. He really was bringing something different to the lineup that they didn't expect. So if you can get a guy like that, that can really be a spark for your lineup deeper, lower down in the order, I think that that helps the team tremendously. And I think that he could be a guy that does that.
Last one for you, Joe. Who is the real Mike Foltynewicz, the guy we saw down the stretch the last 2 months of the season, or the guy we saw in Game 5 of the NLDS?
I am so glad you asked this question, because I think it is the guy that we saw down the stretch last year. I think that, you know, my bold prediction for this season is going to be that I don't think this is the most likely outcome. I think Mike Soroka is going to probably be the best pitcher on this Braves staff. But my kind of fire bold take this year is that Mike Foltynewicz actually produces the best season of any of the Braves starting pitchers, because I think he has that talent. And if he can just, you know, we always talk about the consistency, but he showed it pretty consistently through the second half of last season. And the reason why he was so poor in the first half of last season is because he was dealing with an injury and kind of the mental conditions that came with that, of not wanting to throw the slider as hard as he could in fear that he was going to re-injure the elbow. So I have very, very high expectations and hopes for Mike Foltynewicz this season. And I think he's got all the talent in the world to go out there and show that 2018 was not a fluke, and that he can be that all-star starter type of pitcher once again.
You're the man, Joe. Always appreciated. Looking forward to getting it all started.
Me too. I can't wait for tomorrow. Thanks, Willie.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.